This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hi and hello again. The Action Line is on the air. Welcome in. We're going to be talking about a little bit of everything today. Something like the weather. A little bit of everything weather-wise out there today. 44 degrees right now. Did you have a good weekend? Did you? Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Little rain, little sunshine. That's what they call variety out there. And that's what you get this time of year, a variety. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this. If there are some things that you see that you feel need correcting, bumps in the road, potholes, give us a shout this morning. 893-1450 is our number. And we'll jot those down and get them to the proper authority to do something about it. A little bit later on, Greg McCabe, the eye doctor, I think is going to be joining us. Yeah, he'll be joining us a little bit. 893-1450, if you'd like to be with us this morning. 893-1450, that is our number. And if you have a bump in the road, or maybe you see something that is like a traffic signal needed, give us a call. Let us know about it. We will put this down in writing and make sure that it gets to the proper location. Alrighty. 893-1450. That is our number. And you're on WGNS. And this is where we're putting it all out for you. 893-1450. Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything interesting this weekend? Did you? Well, I hope you did. We took in a little sightseeing not too far away this weekend. Went to a few places. Those are fun to do. Just sort of went around, looked at places, took advantage of a few savings here and there. Didn't do a whole lot. 893-1450 is our phone number. Sort of a general topic this morning. We're going to be talking about a little bit of everything. Anything you want to lead us in that direction, we'll talk about it. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Well, good morning, Bart. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, good. You know who this is?
It sounds like my guest.
That's right. It's me. I'm pulling up to the station now, but I just want to encourage everyone today to think of any eye questions they might have, questions about macular degeneration or glaucoma or cataract surgery, diabetes in the eyes, anything like that. I got caught in some traffic here on wonderful South Church, but I'm at the light there at the corner of Broad, and I will be there shortly.
Okay, well, now don't go through the light if it's red. There is a traffic camera there.
Yes, I'll tell you, this has become one of the big intersections.
It has been. Well, Craig, we'll see you in just a little while.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, and let's take another call here. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Okay, I want to put a prayer for Mr. Wyatt.
Mr. Wyatt?
Arnold. You heard it?
What was his name once again?
Wyatt Arnold.
White Arnold.
Oh. He's in Vanderbilt Hospital. He was in, he got moved to coronary care today. He had a tree to fall on him.
Oh, my.
And he crushed his, I don't know which one of the legs it was, he crushed his leg and everything. And they've got him in a cast now.
When did this happen?
Oh, it happened. I'm thinking about Tuesday or Wednesday this last week.
Wow.
He was out there sawing a limb.
Uh-huh.
Sawing a tree down, and it caught him. And he went, I guess he hollered or something. And let me tell you about this other. Now, I don't know how come there's up there, but there's up there on the rooftop, and they heard him. Two ladies up there on the rooftop doing something. I don't know what they're doing. And they heard him. And tried to go to him. And he's in Vanderbilt Hospital.
And his name is White Arnold, W-H-I-T-E, Arnold?
Yes, sir.
White Arnold, okay.
His mother's name is Ms. Jean Arnold.
Okay.
And they've been going every day and every night down there with him. He had people around the clock with him. He is in that, what's the name of that other place down there,
The trauma center?
Trauma center. He was in the trauma center for 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
And he done been moved out into the other place, the other cardinary care.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I'd get the prayers for him if I could.
Oh, absolutely. Arnold. And where did this accident occur?
At his home place. Now, I don't know where his home place. It's here in Murfreesboro.
Oh, okay.
It's here in Murfreesboro.
Last Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Now, word to the wise, if you're out pruning trees, cutting tree limbs, be very careful.
Yes,
very definitely.
Well, White, you have
Arnold.
A good day now.
You too, and thank you for sharing that with us. 893-1450, Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us. Story of a man who was out sawing a tree down, and it fell on him. Thank goodness some people were nearby and heard him calling for help. You just never know.
Yeah, boy, you know, those chainsaws, they can be so dangerous. You never want to take on a job bigger than your experience shows that you're capable of doing. Cutting on the right side, knowing which way it's going to lean. Having a spotter there to help you or have a rope to help pull it in a certain direction. You have to avoid kickback on those chainsaws. And
you see firsthand, I would imagine, the end results of wood flying through the air, hitting somebody in the eye, things of that sort.
Yeah, boy, eye protection. It would seem so obvious when you're using something like a chainsaw or a weed whacker. And it's amazing how many people have problems. They say, well, you know, I just took it off for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's of course, a minute that you're unprotected, and that's when it can happen. Even when you're wearing safety glasses and things like that, things can fly up from your cheek and from the sides and places where you think, gosh, how did anything get through there?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When something's traveling fast enough, it can find a way. You know, we see a lot of metal in the eye from grinders or people working underneath cars. So rust falls off, or they are sharpening lawnmower blades or whatever with grinders. And, you know, those things spin so fast that it'll hit your cheek and just kick up and then go into your eye that way.
What should you do if that happens to you? Does the body eject that naturally, or should you wash that off with water? Or what do you need to do?
Well, you know, the basic things are, if you get something in your eye, flush it out. That's the most basic thing. So if you've got a bottle of artificial teardrops or eye stream or contact lens solution, that's not the peroxide base, but the regular stuff you rinse your contacts in, you know, hose your eye out thoroughly. If you've got a friend there, let them do it for you, because they can squirt it in your eye better than you can. Mm-hmm. If you've ever tried that, you'll understand it. And rinse it out thoroughly. That's the number one thing to do if you get a chemical in your eye, which is even more common. If you don't have that around and you get a chemical in your eye, battery acid, bleach, strong detergent, You know, we see this in a lot of janitorial workers and actually plumbers where pipe bursts and things come in like that. Then just look into, you know, the gentle stream of a garden hose and rinse it out thoroughly. You know, if you're by a sink and you can get your head underneath a big sink or something, that'll work too. But that's the main thing. Flush it out. If you're not better in a few minutes, you know, go to the ER or to an eye doctor if you have one there that'll see you on an emergency basis and get it taken care of. Because at that time with chemicals, time is vision. And it just has more time to do the damage. Interestingly, bases such as bleach are much more destructive than acids, like battery acid. So just like Clorox, and there's lots of cleaners that are bleach rather than acids.
So just splashing some of that in your eye can be damaging.
Yeah, the bleach is actually able to saponify the lipid membranes or go through the cells and penetrate deeper into tissue than an acid is. And detergents cause a real lot of irritation. Mm-hmm. So they all need to be washed out. If it's a piece of metal, don't try to dig it out yourself. You know, go to the ER, or go to your eye doctor if you have one that'll see you, and get that taken care of right away.
Very important information there. One of the things we were talking about earlier was things we've been doing over the past few days, and Thursday I went over to see Dr. McCabe at the ambulatory, what is it called? Ambulatory
Surgery Center here in Murfreesboro, next to the new hospital, Medical Center Parkway. But you saw me before that.
I saw you before that and told you that I had, I thought my cataract was maturing quite well.
So tell us about that, Bart. Now you're the phone caller on the line.
I'm the phone caller. I've experienced it firsthand.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. This is Bart Simpson. How can we help you today? You're on Action 9.
I feel like I'm Bart Simpson a lot. Things started getting brownish.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we went to you for our regular checkup a year ago, you said, well, it's starting to grow a little bit, but not too badly. And and I thought, well, yeah.
Change the glasses a little bit.
No big deal.
Right.
But it came about relatively quickly. About 2 or 3 months after that, I started noticing sort of a difference. And then within a few months, it got to the point where if there was a large trailer truck with a good size sign on it, it was difficult to read what that sign said. Of course, you had said earlier that if both of your eyes are working, it's amazing what your mind can do, and things were not as bad as you would think they were.
Until you covered up your good eye.
Oh, you couldn't tell.
And then what happened when you covered up your good eye?
Things were blurry and brown.
And you told me this, actually, after our last radio program last month.
Mm-hmm, right.
You said, Craig, well, I'm really looking forward to coming and seeing you because I'm really having troubles with my left eye.
And that was when we first started talking about the problems that had come about relatively quickly, or at least in my mind they were quickly. And which was about three to four months for it to blossom from not a real problem into what I thought was a fairly significant deterrent.
It ripened where it affected your activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned when you took it out that it was bigger than you had thought it was.
Yeah, when I saw you in the office, I think you were coming in, well, I don't know, was it that day or the next day or something after the radio show last month? And I looked at it and I said, yeah, that's a cataract and it's probably worth taking out. It doesn't look to be as visually significant to me as you're complaining of. But I said, you know, you're looking through it. I'm looking through it from the other side. And sometimes it affects people more than the doctor can appreciate. And so, you know, this is actually kind of a good lesson to everyone listening out there. If you're having a vision problem with your eyes, you know, really, you're the one that really knows. And the doctor may say, ah, it's not that bad, you can wait. But if you're having problems with driving or your activities of daily living, then you need to get it fixed or you can have a problem. You know, the number one and two things reported to Medicare from the Medicare database of all procedures done for people that have cataracts is that they have more at-fault motor vehicle accidents and they trip and fall more and break their hip and have to get hospitalized for that. And this is well documented for years. So you don't want to have a problem. You know, it's not like a tumor. It's not going to kill you that way. But you can get into trouble when you can't see well.
That's true, especially driving.
Right.
And I'll tell you this, and I think people who listen to the show and have heard us interact over the years realize I'm not one of those people who enjoys anyone touching my eyes. I'm probably the worst candidate for contact lenses that there ever was. I don't even care for eye drops.
And I think your wife has verified that to me on more than one occasion.
I'm saying that because it was the phone calls from listeners over the years who kept saying, it doesn't hurt at all. You'll not even realize something is going on. And it, after enough of those came through, I thought, well, maybe there's not anything happening. A friend of mine and I are going to take a little jaunt, little one-day trip, and I called him to say, I'm heading right now to have this minor surgery, and he said, well, our prayers are with you, and he said, what kind of surgery are you having? And I told him, he said, oh, that's nothing. He said, I've had both of mine done. That's the most least invasive surgery there is. And I thought, this guy sounds like Craig McCabe. And he's telling me, and this is like 30 minutes before. We went into the surgery center there at the DePaul Medical Building at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And they prepared us. Just a very courteous staff there made us feel very comfortable. Dr. McCabe came in, talked with us for a while, told us what was going to happen, and that is one thing I really appreciate. You told me what was going to happen, and so I had a fair idea of what was going to happen. And then we went into this operating room. I was on a gurney-type thing, big lights, just like on TV, and you told me to look into the light and keep focused on that. And you know, it never hurt. If here's somebody who doesn't like eye drops, it didn't hurt at all. It was not annoying. But I guess was my eye deadened to a degree at that point?
Bart, we like to use the word numbed.
Numbed, okay.
So your eye was numbed with numbing teardrops, just like the numbing drops that we use in the office when we mm-hmm. check your eye pressure.
And it did not hurt at all.
And that's all it was the numbing eye drops.
Watch the light. And after a little while, I couldn't find the light. It was, all I could see was what looked like ceiling. I guess that was when, and I remember Dr. McCabe said, okay, we are now putting in the lens
implant.
And I'm thinking, this is amazing. I'm hearing him telling me about this. I don't feel anything. And yet I'm aware and able to talk with him about this. And I'll have to say it was an amazing experience. And my opinion of Dr. McCabe's ability has increased 1,000,000%.
You didn't think much of me before.
No, I thought a lot of you. I thought, but there's a whole lot of difference in having your eyes checked and buying glasses and
right.
having surgery.
Talking the talk and walking the walk.
I was very impressed. Later that evening, you called to see how I was doing,
mm-hmm.
And I've heard other listeners say that you do that. I'm just really impressed at the caring attitude that you had. On the next day, I went into your office. Your staff checked me out. They have that same caring attitude, just like you say. It's a very caring attitude, and it gives you a nice feeling knowing somebody who is a professional is there to help you.
Well, how nervous were you?
Very nervous.
The night before?
I was horrible. I was horrible that day. I must have been very noticeably nervous because the nurse there at DePaul said, just relax. I thought, how does she know I'm not relaxed?
Well, you know, when you're going to get your eyes cut on, as lots of people like to say, you know, that can be very nerve-wracking. And you know what? It is major surgery, it is working. You know, you cut open the eyeball, you take the cataract out from inside with little micro power tools, you put in a lens implant, and then the incision is closed, and most times without a suture, which is amazing.
And I did not need one, did I?
No. And the reason why people say, oh, it's nothing, it actually is just a heck of a lot. But ophthalmology and eye surgery is one of the most advanced of all forms of medicine. And thankfully so. If you would talk to your grandparents who had cataract surgery 20 years ago, they, or 25, somewhere in there, they would say, you know, we stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks. I had sandbags on each side of my head. I was not allowed to go to the bathroom. I had to lay in bed with a bedpan. And so it used to be just very difficult because we had very large incisions. And now we use incisions that are smaller than a tenth of an inch wide. And I use a fine diamond blade to make that incision, which makes the best incision there is. You know, you hear about now lasers making these incisions. The laser incisions are not near as clean and crisp and thin as are the ones from the diamond blade. They are still the state of the art. So, you know, it's come so far. And so you were there for probably 45 minutes.
Something like
before
that.
Before surgery. Mm-hmm. And then the surgery was about 15 minutes. And then you came out there for probably 15 minutes. And I talked to you then, and the nurses worked with you a little bit, and then you went home, right?
Yeah.
Or you went and you got your pineapple salad.
Yeah, had to have my Demas pineapple salad.
and
soup.
Yeah, and soup. And how did your eye feel the rest of the day? Do you remember what you told me when you sat up from the operating table?
Well, everything was clear. I mean, that brown...
You looked at the watch, and you told me what time it was.
Oh, okay. Did I do that?
Right?
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you looked at your watch, so you sat up, and you say, well, I can read the time.
The thing that impressed me the most was that brown haze that was over everything and making things fuzzy was gone. And, you know, you don't notice immediately that your eye is so much better, because it had not been bad for that long. And with the two of them working together, it wasn't horrible yet. If they had both been bad, that'd be really bad. I was impressed the next day. It hit me the next day when you said, read these things. And you gave me a little text to read. And I started reading, and you said, read the lowest one you can read, with my eye that had had the operation. And I was reading, was it 11-point type or something? Some relatively small.
Really tiny. I passed it over to your wife, and I said, look, this is what he could read today. She said, I can't read that. And then I said, now, compare it to your other eye.
I couldn't read it with my other eye. Without the glasses on, I couldn't read it with the other eye.
And
this was without glasses.
And the difference is you got the deluxe lens implant.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And that's what I've heard these listeners say.
That's right. If you get that, you can read small print and you can do well, and it just extends your overall range of vision. But, you know, everyone there is caring. Everyone in my office is caring, because it's a scary thing to go through. And, yes, you know, I call you at night to make sure that you're doing well or to see if you have any questions. And I just sleep better if I know that you're okay. And that's really just due to the way my parents raised me.
And
more
I appreciate
than anything else.
That. Let me tell you one other thing that really impressed me about the whole situation at McCabe Vision Center the next day, which was this past Friday, when I was in there for the checkup. After that, you had me meet with some of the people at your eyeglass place, and they took out the lens of my glasses. One, my left lens I don't need any longer. So here I am, one lens empty, one lens there. And I was asking the folks there, well, should we change anything? And the man there said, well, why don't you just sort of stay with it for 3 or 4 weeks? Let's see what happens before we change any prescriptions or anything, because the two of your eyes are going to start working with each other, and you're probably going to have a change in prescription,
mm-hmm.
and it would not be a good investment to do anything right now. Because obviously one lens, I have that darkening, what do you call that? The lenses that
those
darken,
are the transition lenses that turn dark outside?
Which I love those. And so now I have one lens. I can be like Ray Charles on one side and and not on the other, which is a little weird looking.
Yeah, I remember you commented to me that you'd like to go get a pirate patch.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to give it about a month to heal, and then we'll give you pretty much like a clear lens, but also transition, so they're mm-hmm. the same on that other side until you're ready to get the other eye done.
But it's amazing how each day it gets a little clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing from what I've heard then, over the next month or so, it's going to progressively get clearer and clearer and clearer mm-hmm. until it's like it was when I was a kid.
But, you know, you could read your watch when you up, you know, and less than a minute
books.
After the surgery.
Yeah.
And what were you saying? You could...
Well, last night I started back reading a book that I had put off for, I guess I stopped reading it a week or so ago.
Well,
and started
wonderful.
Reading it again.
That's what we love to hear.
And just, I can't say enough about how great this surgery was and underline how easy it was for me.
Mm-hmm. Now,
probably not easy for Dr. McCabe, but...
Well, you know what, Bart? And to be fair and to give credit where credit's due, it's a team effort. You know what I mean? The girls that do your measurements in the office, Helen and Amy, they're the best
great,
around.
Great people.
They're the best around. We wouldn't have the highest outcomes that we have without having the best equipment available and the best people to do those measurements. You need both of those things. And, you know, if anyone is to have a problem at night or during the weekend, you know, usually you call the doctor's office and the message says, go to the ER if you're having a problem. If not, leave a message. We'll call you on Monday. But, you know, on our machine, you actually get one of the doctor's cell phone numbers. And you can call them directly and speak to them directly. Because when patients need you for something, they need you for something. And no one abuses that. They only call us if they really need something. And they appreciate being able to speak to the doctor. And that's how we try to run our practice, you know.
And you do that, too. And I want to thank all of the people who over the years have called and shared their story. I mean, I can tell you firsthand that it was your encouragement and your description of how painless it is that gave me the incentive to do something about it. I mean, it was scary enough, but thanks to your phone calls, it made it a whole lot better. And so when people call in, whether it's for eye care or anything else, and have ideas that they've been there before, you are helping somebody else who is starting down that road. We're going to pause for just a moment to check on the traffic and weather. We will be back. We're talking about your eye care, your eyesight, so very important. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us, and we're now officially opening up the phone lines. 893-1450. If you want to be first, dial quickly. 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us.
Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look.
American Radio's biggest voice.
You know who I am.
G. Gordon Liddy. Weekday mornings at 9 on the Good Neighbor Network. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. Go big with the mighty 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. $12,000 off MSRP. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. Your go-to dealer for Ford trucks and the number one Ford dealer in Middle Tennessee. 1550 Broad Street or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Discount on 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. Stock number E823583. Number one volume ranking based on November 2011 sales report. Retail and fleet cars and trucks combined. Offer expires February 3rd.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones. or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We still have a good deal of traffic in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Memorial, also Broad at Church. Church Street at I-24 is still very congested, as is I-24 there at the Old Fort Parkway exit. And, of course, we've got a little bit of a problem involving I-24 westbound. This is a stalled vehicle at Harding Place. This traffic report brought to you by the law office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Call 866-468-6603. Or go online to bartdurham.com. With traffic, I'm Randy O'Brien for WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For the forecast area, we have a good chance for rain showers, cloud cover, highs in the mid-50s with a north-northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 43.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I probably was the most stubborn human being on the face of the earth to have to come to the fact that I needed help.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
Never be afraid to ask. You're able to keep yourself in your home. Those choices can be given to you.
We do a great job with our clients, but we try just as hard to support and be there for our caregivers.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hey, we're back again. We're talking about your eyesight. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us. Our phone number is 893-1450. 893-1450. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe. How are you today?
Good morning.
Oh, I tell you, let me push one other button here, and that will work much better. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning, sir.
That's
Dr. McCabe. I have floaters in my right eye,
yes.
And I've had them over a year. And back, I believe it was last spring, I went to another ophthalmologist here in Murfreesboro, and he gave me a good eye exam and said my eyes was healthy and all, and but I would just have to get used to the floaters. They'd either go away or I'd just have to get used to them. I want your opinion on it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think most people have a floater or two in their vision. You know, actually, the best way to see them is if you go outside on a sunny day, not today, but when the sun's out, and you close your eyes and look towards the sun. With your eyes closed, enough light goes through your eyelids and through your pupil that the little floaters back in the jelly and the vitreous in the back of the eye cast a shadow onto the retina, and you'll see these little gray spots. And they're kind of squiggly little lines. Some people say they see a circle. Right. And if you try to look right at them, put them right in the center of your vision, look right at them, you'll see them move off to the side. And that's very common. These are actually precipitates or clumping of collagen protein in that jelly we called vitreous in the back of the eye. The vitreous kind of has the consistency of egg yolks or egg whites before you cook them. And so it's in kind of a gel, and they're usually off to the side a little bit. If you try to look right at it, it'll run off to the side further. And it's normal to have one or two after the age of 40. But if for some reason, let's say all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of floaters, or all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of flashing lights in your eyes like a lightning storm going off, or if you lose part of your side vision, That is not normal. Anytime you lose your vision, it is not normal. Don't wait a day or two for it to get better. Go to the doctor. If it's not better in an hour, go to the doctor. Go to the eye doctor rather than the ER if you can. And because that's not normal. It's not like a scratchy throat, you know, where that's going to get better in a day or two and you can wait on that. Anytime when you lose vision, time is vision, you need to get it taken care of. However, when you have these floaters, you don't lose your vision. You just, they're kind of a nuisance. And if you're not having a whole bunch of floaters, if you're not having a whole bunch of flashing lights, if you're not losing your side vision, chances are it's just a benign floater in the back jelly of the eye that will get better with time. Everybody says, well, how much time? Bugs the heck out of me. And I tell them, well, it's about 9 months. 6 to 9 months, and they'll gradually move out of the way with gravity, or your brain will filter them out and not notice them as much. And I tell people it's like living on the farm. After a while, you don't notice the smell either. And it's the same way with floaters.
They're not noticeable after a while.
That's right. They get better and better with time, but it takes months, okay?
This was probably last spring when I went, and I still have them. And when I'm in church and have fluorescent lights up above, mm-hmm. I see them then, too.
Yeah, so anytime you look at a very brightly lit background, a white wall, fluorescent light, bluebird sky, computer TV screen, that just casts a whole bunch of light through your pupil, and then it hits that little floater in the jelly, and that casts a little grayish shadow in the back of your eye. And that's why you see that gray spot, that squiggle. That's why when you look side to side, you can see it move around because it's in a jelly. And that's why if you look right at it, it moves off to the side because it's in the side. It's not in the center of your vision. The good news is that they don't cause any diseases or vision loss or significant problems. However, if you do notice a whole bunch of them at one time, like you're looking through a swarm of bugs, a whole bunch of flashing lights, like a lightning storm going off your eye, or loss your side vision, that is a very serious problem called a retinal tear or detachment. And then time is vision. And then you do need to see an eye doctor, you know, within 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have any of those, do you?
No.
And you did the right thing. You went to the eye doctor.
Spot.
Yeah, and you did the right thing. You went to your eye doctor, got it checked out. But you should know that it will get better with time and become less and less noticeable. But also, you know, it may occur in the other eye over a certain period of time as well. But most of the time, they, even though they're there, they become less noticeable, less present, and bother you less.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Good luck to you. If we change what we eat, will that reduce floaters? What causes floaters?
Well, there's this jelly in the back of the eye that is normally attached to the retina when we're young. And that vitreous gel, it liquefies over time. It breaks up. And that usually happens after the age of 40. It happens sooner when you're nearsighted and later when you're farsighted. And the protein that's within it, called collagen, will clump together. And that's when we see it. There's nothing you can eat. There's not an eye drop. There's not a pill you can take to help with it. Although I'll tell you, there is currently significant research studies going on now with an injectable medicine that can dissolve these things.
Hmm.
Okay. So maybe 4 or 5 years we'll have something to get rid of them in a relatively safe fashion.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you today?
Oh, not bad. Yourself?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I just had a question. I just tuned in. I don't know if anything was said about it. I'm 28 years old and quite more so frankly than others. If I'm sitting down, I could be reading a book, watching a movie with my family, and if I stand up, I get real lightheaded, and my vision goes black. I can't see anything, and sometimes it gets so severe that, like one instance, I was at my mother-in-law's house. We were doing the watching a movie night thing. I stood up and I started to actually thrash about, like, violently. Is there anything that you can tell me about that?
Okay, no, wait. When you go from a laying or sitting position to standing out, to standing up, your vision decreases, is that right?
Yes, sir. I go totally black.
Is that in one eye or both?
Both.
And then the other thing you mentioned, thrashing, what's that?
I really don't know how to explain it. Maybe like a child swimming in a swimming pool that can't swim.
So, like a seizure? Is that what you're talking about? Do you fall down on the ground?
I didn't actually fall down before my vision actually went black. The only thing that I could see was the television, and I beelined it for the television so I wouldn't fall. I knocked everything off onto the floor. Yeah, it was a total fiasco.
So who have you seen for this?
No one, actually.
And this has been going on how long?
A few years now. I'd say 5 or 6.
Do you have medical insurance?
I do.
So what's keeping you from getting something so abnormal looked at?
Well, I did. I actually went to the emergency room one night, and they said it was due to high blood pressure, but I don't have high blood pressure.
Yeah, who is your primary care physician?
Dr. Herlovich.
Yeah, Michael Herlovich. Very good. And when's the last time did you see Dr. Herlovich?
Probably 2 months ago.
Have you discussed this with him?
I have not. I didn't know if it was, you know, a great deal or not.
Well, it sounds pretty unusual, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose.
Yeah. This is definitely something that you need to have a doctor look at sooner rather than later. And, you know, we would be happy to see you, but probably the first step is to start off with your primary care physician. And what he needs to do is he needs to check your blood pressure when you lay down and then check your blood pressure after you stand up. And it could be that you have what's called orthostatic hypotension, which is where people cannot raise their blood pressure up when they stand up and the blood pools in their legs and they don't get enough to their brain and they become dizzy and they can have vision symptoms. Now, if it's dropping down so much that you're starting to have a seizure, well, then it's very important. You know, I would... If you're not doing anything today, or you got time today, I'd go in and see him today. Okay. If it is, you need to get it figured out. No matter what it is, he needs to run some blood work, and he needs to do those maneuvers. And you know, you might need to have an MRI or an MRA of the brain. But this is something you don't want to wait on. You know, it could happen when you're driving a car. So.
Right.
So we need to get this looked at right away. And then if there is any kind of associated eye problem, you know, I'd be more than happy to see you or one of the other doctors in my office.
Okay.
Very good. Get that looked at today, all right? I want you to call him today.
Call us back.
Sir. All right, yeah, call us back and let us know what it is once you find out.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And one thing is, as we were listening to his description there, it ran through my mind how important it is for you to tell your physician, when you're going in for a checkup or going to see them for any reason, tell them what's happening to you. Don't expect them to be, you know, a detective and come through with all the answers. You have to do your part. You have to say, hey, did you know, is it unusual? I've been blacking out. And my eyes just go totally black and I fall on the floor. Is that unusual? Do other people do that? I mean, you need to tell them those things. You need to tell them, I've been to the ER and they thought, well, maybe this is because of high blood pressure. Do I have high blood pressure? What can I do about high blood pressure? You need to tell your physician all of those things. And you know, probably not a bad idea to write those down and take them with you when you go into the meeting, because if you don't normally tell them, you may forget it. Write it down and be sure that you bring it up.
Yeah, and that is such good advice, Bart. And you know, you're paying for your insurance. And usually you have a copay. You're paying for that visit. So boy, get your money's worth. You're not in there with the doctor very long. It's an excellent idea. Maybe if you're in the waiting room, if you haven't done it yet while you're waiting there, make a list of the questions or the points you want to discuss with your doctor. Because you're probably not going to see him again for a year. Here's your one chance to get important things to you taken care of. So make sure that if something does happen, you know, you might want to just call up the nurse. Leave a message for the doctor. Look, this is a new symptom that I'm having. Should I come in and see you, or what do you recommend? You don't even have to have a visit for that. And certainly there are many things that you should not wait for your annual visit. And anything abnormal that could hurt you or others, well, that of course corresponds. Anything that you go to the emergency room for, and it's not just a sore throat or something. I mean, you shouldn't go to the emergency room for a sore throat anyways, but anything like that, you should get taken care of. And you should be seeing, just like this gentleman's doing, is a good primary care physician once a year. You should be getting all your maintenance checks done. You know, if you're a woman over 40, you get your mammograms. If you've got a family history of that, it's 35 or older. Men get their prostate checked when they're 50, and everyone gets their colons checked when they're 50. And, you know, just make sure you're getting the basic things done, that you're getting your vaccinations. Make sure that you're getting all that basic things done. But then, if something significant comes up, call them and let them know right away. Don't wait till your next visit. They'll tell you whether you need to come in or not, or maybe they'll just call you in a prescription. But certainly let them know. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship with your doctor, you know, communication is important.
Very definitely. Dr. Craig McCabe is our guest this morning. We will be back with our concluding comments in just a moment.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Maybe you need a new mattress, but you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Where did the time go? We've been having a good time.
Yes.
Dr. Craig McCabe with us. Where is McCabe Vision Center is located?
We are right off the corner there of Heritage Park Drive and Memorial. You can also find us in the Yellow Pages. You can also find us on the internet, McCabeVisionCenter.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, so like us on all those things. You'll get a free daily tweet each day, some interesting pearl about your eyes. And if you haven't seen the eye doctor in a while, make an appointment with us, and we'll do our best to have you seeing as good as you possibly can. You know, Bart talked about the cataract surgery. You know, it's interesting to know that here in Murfreesboro, you can get this kind of surgery at half the cost that you can in Nashville. So give us a call. We would like to help you with your vision.